Hello, you. I've had a new poem published in the inaugural issue of Harrow House Journal. This was one of the rare pieces that arrived almost completely formed and slid easily out of my heart onto the page. When My Warm Flesh is for my life partner and love, Super Guy. When my warm flesh transmutes to ashes and I'm scattered, half in New Hampshire forest, in thanks for the pine-needled floor, half in Cape Cod waters to enrich the mollusks' mudflats. Please gather these things, my journals, on the first shelf under the window in the study, the ones I don't want read. From the upper drawer in our shared bureau, take the opossum earrings you gave me the second spring I spent swooning over their nocturnal visits to our deck. Grab a lip balm, the honey kind I was addicted to, told you to apply hourly if I were ever in a coma or lost use of my hands. Find the driftwood with the heart-shaped middle, not officially for sale, yet gifted to me by a woman at a craft fair because I was the first to notice it. Bury these things somewhere beautiful we never got to see together, maybe where water and land kiss, or in the armpit of a wild rock formation in the Utah desert you loved and said I would gush poetry over when we finally made it there one day. One day didn't come. It never does. And we couldn't admit our bucket lists too long would be half full when we died. Oh, love, the fruit of our sweet life rounded my belly in my dusk years. Take great care with our daughter. And know I was sated, that even the grueling days held verse, stanzas so ripe, I was often drunk on them.